And Matt, just a question for you, and I apologize if this is something that is out of your responsibility or what you know, but as kind of time goes on and this starts to wear off on people, kind of the initial, you know, danger. I mean, I saw a restaurant in Hutch is going to open up again, even though there is, you know, a governor's order to not have big gatherings and stuff. Would that or could that happen here, where a business decides, hey, we're going to, even though we're not essential, we're going to open up?
Well, the governor's order is still in place, and that's different than a CDC list of guidelines or suggestions. The governor's order is enforceable, and that's a little bit dangerous thinking through hypotheticals, but because you don't necessarily have all the facts in some of those instances, but it is enforceable, and it's enforceable through law enforcement, but also with the direction in an emergency response situation. The health department, the chief medical officer, can declare something unsafe, and there's some authorities that are in place right now, whether through the governor's executive order or at the local level, that folks need to adhere to, and we'll make sure we get through this. But in Garden City, I think folks have understood that the movement of people and the restrictions on gatherings in a commercial setting or even in a social setting is inadvisable, and for the most part are looking out to take care of themselves and take care of each other. But it's not a stretch to imagine that a hypothetical like the one you described in Edgerton could also